Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. I know all of you out there are getting ready for summer. It has been just a long winter. You can't wait to get out there, get the barbecues going, get the pool events happening. But remember, folks, this season also brings its own unique dangers. So we have online with us Dr. Justine Lee, the Associate Director of the Pet Poison Helpline. And I just want to say, Dr. Justine, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you joining us, but also for all that you're doing for pet owners who are having a terrible time when they call you, I would bet.
Yeah, no problem. We're happy to be available as a 24/7 available source for an animal poison control. I always tell people, when in doubt, pre-program your cell phone with your veterinarian's phone number, an emergency vet, and pet poison helpline. So you have that 1-800 number on hand when you need it for an emergency.
That is a great point, and we talk about that all the time, folks. Be prepared ahead of time. Not only know where your vet is located, but that emergency vet, because emergencies don't always happen during business hours, right? Here's a third one for us to be adding. Why don't we start by giving out that number?
Sure. The number's 1-800-213-6680. And I always tell people there is a small per incident fee. It's a $39 fee, but that includes all follow-up with us discussing and reviewing the case with both the pet owner and the veterinarian. And a lot of the times we can help even decide whether or not if the poison was even a toxic amount and whether or not you even need to go into the veterinarian to begin with.
A nominal fee for peace of mind, too, in those times. Very important. Now, let's talk about some of the summer poisons that are common calls into your hotline.
Yes. Unfortunately, we're really busy during the summer, and it's because people are outside with their pets. And when that happens, dogs and cats are exposed to a lot of different poisons than they would be versus, you know, if it was in the middle of the winter. So during the summer, one of the things that we worry about the most are picnic items. So things that you and I can eat all the time as part of our normal barbecue or picnic. And some of these can be either poisonous or quite dangerous to your dog. So things like grapes and raisins, we just discovered about 15 years ago, causes acute kidney failure in dogs when ingested. So you want to keep trail mix, anything like grape juice or grapes out of reach. Another picnic toxin that we worry about is xylitol. It's a sugar-free sweetener that's naturally found in certain types of fruit and trees. And now, because people are so calorie conscious, a lot of baked goods, gums, and mints contain xylitol.
Right.
And when it's ingested by a dog, it can be life-threatening. It causes a really severe drop in blood sugar. And in high doses, it can actually even cause liver failure. And then the last two picnic toxins that I worry about aren't poisonous per se, but they're just as dangerous to your dog. And it's something as simple as something that's going to cause a foreign body obstruction. Peach pits, corn on the cob, or even really fatty meat snacks or scraps, those are all really dangerous to dogs. A lot of those dogs like to wolf down corn cobs, and unfortunately, it can cause a really severe obstruction of the intestines and be a really expensive surgery to fix it. Same thing with peach pits when dogs swallow them whole. When dogs get into fatty meat scraps, it can actually stimulate the pancreas and result in pancreatitis. And that causes severe vomiting and diarrhea. It can actually be life-threatening if it's not treated right away.
It's important to understand keeping calm when you think something's happened, right? What are some of the first questions that you ask people when they call in and are concerned?
That's a great question, Robert. I would say the first thing we want to do is make sure that you have not induced vomiting or given any internet remedies without consulting a veterinarian or poison control first. I've heard some pet owners say that they physically stick their fingers down a dog's throat to induce vomiting. That's super dangerous. We would never recommend it. And there are times where it can do your pet more harm for you to induce vomiting. So when in doubt, the best thing is to stay calm, remove the source of the poison, make sure your pet can't injure themselves or eat more of it, and then just call your veterinarian, your emergency veterinarian, or pet poison helpline for life-saving advice right away.
Right. Now, the other thing, too, is have that, God forbid it's something that they've gotten into, but have it right there so that you can explain what it is, what it came from. Yeah, we talk about medications constantly because that's the biggest incident that we run into. But you've got to be able to describe when you're talking to someone like yourself, I would imagine, this is what happened. This is what we know was digested. And this is what may have been digested.
Yes, that's a great thought. In general, if you have the product in front of you or the prescription vial, and if it's not too chewed up and you can still read it, you want to give the name of the drug, the milligram strength. If it's an extended-release product or has extra letters behind its name, you want to be able to provide all that information to your veterinarian or to Pet Poison Helpline right away.
One of the things that you brought up, too, that's interesting these days is people relying a lot more on the internet. And that might be a problem in itself.
Well, that is for sure. And when in doubt, I always tell people you do want to make sure that you find a reputable source. There is a lot of erroneous, wrong, bad information out there on the internet. So you do want to be careful. The second thing is, when in doubt, call your veterinarian. Call Pet Poison Helpline for that advice, just to make sure you're not causing any harm. I actually had a patient that died because a pet owner gave it syrup of Ipecac. And we no longer recommend that in both human and veterinary medicine. That puppy, unfortunately, ended up developing severe bloody diarrhea and got septic when really what it got into it wasn't that poisonous. It was totally treatable. And so, unfortunately, in that situation, the pet owner learned the hard lesson where she shouldn't have given Sarah Bifipacat because it did result in her dog's death. So when in doubt, again, always check with a veterinarian or pet poison helpline first.
Wow, that is tragic. Dr. Justine, let's make sure everybody has the website address as well as that phone number again.
Sure. The website is petpoisonhelpline.com, and the 1-800 number is 800-213-6680. We actually have an amazing iPhone app called Pet Poison Help, and there's about 200 different poisons that you can get information on. You can get some plant identification. So it's a great, helpful app. It's only $1.99 and worth it for your pet.
Wonderful stuff there. We're looking forward to having you on to talk about some of your books as well that you've written soon. So folks, visit them, know what to do in the case of an emergency. Dr. Justine, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.